Report 5, Monday, December 10th, 2001. Classified Top Secret Game Andes Redshift, Ministry of Defense, December 10th, 2001. Classified Top Secret Maginot Blue Stars, Ministry of Defense, December 10th, 2001. Abstract. This document describes progress to date in establishing a defensive network capable of repelling wide-scale incursions by reconfiguring the National Closed-Circuit Television Surveillance Network as a software-controlled, look-to-kill, multi-headed basilisk. To prevent accidental premature deployment or deliberate exploitation, the Scorpion Stare software is not actually loaded into the camera firmware. Instead, reprogrammable FPGA chips are integrated into all cameras and can be loaded with Scorpion Stare by authorized Maginot Blue Stars users whenever necessary. Preamble. It has been said that the U.S. Strategic Defense Initiative Organization's proposed active ABM defense network will require the most complex software ever developed, characterized by a complexity metric of greater than 100 MLOC and heavily criticized by various organizations, see footnotes 1-4, as unworkable and likely to contain in excess of 1,000 severity 1 bugs at initial deployment. Nevertheless, the architectural requirements of Maginot Blue Stars dwarf those of the SDIO infrastructure. To provide coverage of 95% of the UK population, we require a total of 8 million digitally networked CCTV cameras, terminals. Terminals in built-up areas may be connected via the public switched telephone network using SDSL, VHDSL, but outlying systems may use mesh network routing over 802.11a to ensure that rural areas do not provide a pool of infectious carriers for demonic possession. TCP/IP quality of service issues are discussed below, along with a concrete requirement for IPv6 routing and infrastructure that must be installed and supported by all internet service providers no later than 2004. There are more than 90 different CCTV architectures currently on sale in the UK, many of which are imported and cannot be fitted with FPGAs suitable for running the Scorpion Stare Basilisk neural network prior to installation. Data disclosure orders served under the terms of the Regulation of Investigatory Powers Act 2001 serve to gain access to camera firmware, but in many regions upgrades to Level 1, Maginot Blue Stars compliance is behind schedule due to non-compliance by local police forces with what are seen as unreasonable Home Office requests. Unless we can achieve a 340% compliance improvement by 2004, we will fail to achieve the target saturation prior to September 2007, when Case Nightmare Green is due. Installation has currently been completed only in limited areas, notably Inner London, Ring of Steel for counter-terrorism surveillance, and Milton Keynes, advanced next-generation MAN with total traffic management solution in place. Deployment is proceeding in order of population density and potential for catastrophic demonic takeover and exponential burn through built-up areas. Recommendation. One avenue for ensuring that all civilian CCTV equipment is Scorpion Stare compatible by 2006 is to exploit an initiative of the U.S. National Security Agency for our own ends. In a bill ostensibly sponsored by Hollywood and music industry associations, MPAA and RIAA, see also CDBTPA, the NSA is ostensibly attempting to legislate support for digital rights management in all electronic equipment sold to the public. The implementation details are not currently accessible to us, but we believe this is a stalking horse for requiring chip manufacturers to incorporate on-die FPGAs in the 1 million gate range, reconfigurable in software, initially laid out as DRM circuitry, but reprogrammable in support of their nascent war on un-Americanism. If such integrated FPGAs are mandated, commercial pressures will force Far Eastern vendors to comply with regulation, and we will be able to mandate incorporation of Scorpion Stare Level 2 into all digital consumer electronic cameras and commercial CCTV equipment under cover of complying with our copyright protection obligations in accordance with the WIPO treaty. A suitable pretext for the rapid-phased obsolescence of all Level 0 and Level 1 cameras can then be engineered by, for example, discrediting witness evidence from older installations in an ongoing criminal investigation. If we pursue this plan, by late 2006, any two adjacent public CCTV terminals, or private camcorders equipped with a digital video link, will be reprogrammable by any authenticated Maginot Blue Stars superuser to permit the operator to turn them into a Scorpion Stare basilisk weapon. We remain convinced that this is the best defensive posture to adopt in order to minimize casualties when the great old ones return from beyond the stars to eat our brains.